Okay, teacher said he goes here. Aha! There you are. Listen, I know how this looks. Same class for a whole year and we've never even made eye contact. But Professor just told me that if I don't get my shit together in my assignments, I'm gonna get my ass kicked off the cheer squad. God, I might not even get to walk this year with how my grades are going. Can you believe it? I'm the only one everyone's gonna give a shit about at graduation, and I won't even be there. I'm fucking cheer captain. Of course I should be there. Why does one stupid goddamn course have to determine my entire goddamn future? It's lame. So, anyways, I asked the teacher your name, first of all, and then where you hung out after class. Because I need to swallow my pride and ask for your help to tutor me so I can pass the class. Are you gonna say something? I went out of my way to find you, you know. Are you seriously that shy that you can't even speak to someone right in front of you? I'm sorry. I shouldn't be speaking to someone like that, especially when I want them to help me. Ugh, I'm just not used to asking for help. And I've got by this far in university with my crappy grades, so I'm frustrated that they're affecting me now. I want to graduate. Same as you, or else my life is going to be fucking ruined. So please, be my tutor. Yay! Okay, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, I promised to pay you back somehow. Yeah, sorry. You got excited. Anyways, glad you said yes. Listen. How about we get started now? I brought one of those notebook thingies. There's no way. No, I refuse to believe you got away with spiking his coffee during the opening ceremony. Is that the reason he fell off the stage after his dumbass speech? Oh my god! I was fucking dying that day. I didn't think even the nerds got bored of those stupid assemblies, too. Who knew there was a little prankster hidden underneath that nerdy exterior? Sorry. I called you a nerd, and what I meant to say was just smart. God damn it. You'd think I'd know how to be polite to everybody. Look, don't let anyone tell you I said this, but you're not a bad guy. You're very nice, actually. Just had to go and ruin the mood by insulting you. You don't mind. You should. Here you are. You're giving me a time of day to help me with my bullshit problems, and I'm not even thanking you properly. God, how'd I end up here? Life of a popular bitch. No. Yes. I am a bitch. I'm a bitch. No, I'm a cheerleading, popular, selfish, insulting bitch who had to bother a sweet guy like you because your grades are low. It's okay. Hey, are you listening? Was it something I said? Here. Let me ask you something. And you don't have to answer if you're not comfortable. How do you not let everyone, like, get to you? I listened to what some of my friends said about you, like, stupid name-calling behind your back and stuff. And if I'd known you before, I would have slapped them for saying all that, but they wouldn't hesitate to shit-talk me if I said anything. I hate it when they talk about other people like that, but you don't do anything about it. Like, you don't care. Of course you care. They're talking about you badly. You really don't. Why? How do you not care? They're talking shit about who you are. It's not right. Proud of who you are as a geek. So whatever bullshit they're spewing at you is worthless. Huh. Yeah. I kind of always thought about how others think about me instead of for myself. It's kind of hard not to. Everybody's eyes are on you all the time. Everything I've done has been because people were expecting me to do it, to achieve certain things. I've been cheerleading captain since high school. So it made sense to do it again in college. I was homecoming queen, prom queen. I don't know. And then I was expected to only talk to the popular crowd instead of anybody else. I was always afraid of what classmates would think of me. But the more time I spend getting tutored by you, hanging out with you, kind of made me realize, you know what? Fuck them. You aren't what they say you are. You're cool. Kind of. And kind and funny and really, really cute. Okay, fine. You're just cool. No kind of. Shush. Nothing's wrong with what I said, was there? Oh, I see. Yes, I think you're one of the most adorable, cutest, sweetest guys I've ever talked to, and I'll say it over and over again as many times as I want to. I got you quiet again. You were saying such nice stuff to me earlier. What a shame. Is there something I can do to get you talking again? You know, Mr. Big Tutor Man. I've got a lesson for you, too. We'll start by cupping your chin with my fingers, moving it ever so slightly upwards, and gently moving your face right towards. Hmm. I didn't think a nerd like you could kiss so well. Oh? I thought you didn't mind being called a nerd. Judging from how you move your tongue, I'd say you're hiding a little bit of a pervert inside you, too. Hey, come on, pack up your stuff. There's an empty broom closet in the corner of the library with our names on it. Finally. Didn't want to put on a show doing this. Sit down. I need to give you a proper thank you for tutoring me. Let me just... Wow, that's already at attention, huh? How about I give you the thank you deserve?
You know, despite what some people say about me, you're the first guy I'm gonna do it with. But that doesn't mean that I don't know what a man likes, though. For example,
feels good, huh? That the most popular bitch in school is throating your cock, huh? Look at me fucking drooling. I think your slut needs it really badly. Be a good boy while I shove your cock down my throat, hmm? How does it feel? Seeing this picture-perfect cheerleader acting like a cock-sucking whore. Mm. Fuck. This pretty little face is only rough for you, baby. But it isn't enough, huh? Come on. Fuck my face. Treat me like the fucking slut everyone thinks I am. Yes, more. Give it to me. I'm your little heart. Come on. Fucking wet. I need you inside me right now. Don't you dare get up from that chair. I can't wait anymore. Let me just adjust myself and straddle your lap here. Hi there. You don't mind that I'm on top of you, right? Good boy. I'm putting it in. Fuck. Yes, come all the way inside. Don't be gentle. I don't know if you've noticed, but I like it rough, so I'm gonna write you fucking silly, if that's all right. Fuck. Fuck. This is just what I fucking needed. Fuck. Fuck. Me some more, Tudor. Teach me to take your cock like a fucking little slut. Fucking pound me until I can't think straight. Fuck. This cock is all mine. Every single inch belongs to me. Fuck anyone else who wants to try. Fuck. Holy shit. Every guy at this fucking school wishes they had a piece of my ass. None of them's gonna get it except for you. Fuck me. You know what else? Every girl in the squad is missing out on this fucking cock. Thank God I saved myself until I met you. You like my tits? They're only yours. Yes. Lick them just like that. Fuck. Smack my ass, please. Come on. Fuck. Give me more. Give me more. Fuck. Harder. Come on. I know you've got more in it. Fuck yes. Give this fucking bitch what she wants. Fuck. Fuck. There you go. Are you close? You close? Fuck, I'm almost there. Let's come together, okay? Don't worry. I'm on the pill, so give it all to me, okay? Come inside me. I want you to come inside me. Yeah, I really know how to please a girl, huh? Shit. I don't think I could stand up after that. Let me take this out. You sure gave me a lot of cum. Your cock's looking awfully messy down there. Let me clean it up a little. You know, not to sound narcissistic, but I think I taste pretty good too. Sorry if I went a little crazy there. I guess I was a lot more stressed about, well, everything here than I thought I was. God, I just can't get over how sweet you are. Most popular girl in school just comes whining for your help, shoves you in a closet, and fucks you way more intensely than you're probably comfortable with. You know, I wasn't lying when I said that you were my first. And I'd like you to be my only one. You know, if you'll have me. Come
one, Tudor. Are you the one telling me screw what everybody else thinks? I don't care if you're a nerd. You'll be my nerd. And I want everyone to see that and damn the consequences. So, be my boyfriend? Perfect. You're totally sitting next to me at graduation, okay? I don't care what we have to do. But I'm getting ahead of myself. Let's go have dinner. I'm back to my place for some more tutoring. And tomorrow, we're going to walk through the school hallways and watch everyone's jaw drop to the floor when they see the adorable looking good boy I'm with. Does that sound good, baby? Good answer.